You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Good morning. You are listening to the Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Kira. We are broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Coquitlam First Peoples. A beautiful, kind of chill Sunday playlist. Sunday? Saturday? I don't know what day of the week it is, clearly. It's the weekend. a chill Saturday weekend playlist for us all today. Yeah, I just feel in the need for some chill myself. And just built that into the track list for today, as usual. So I'm going to start us off with a track which is titled Soft Lines. And this is by Aoife Nessa Francis. And then we'll just keep rolling from there. And I'll tell you more about what I play when you hear me again. Cheers.
A tune drifts out the window. Released into the world. I'll bring it to your house. Somehow I already lost you.
Hello, hello. Welcome back. This is the open mic on CJSF 90.1 FM. We, in order of when they were played, we heard Tune Drifts Out the Window, and that was by Horse Jumper of Love, which is such an incredible name for an artist. Horse Jumper of Love takes a horse girl to a whole new level, I think. And then after that, we heard God is Dead by Chloe Gallardo. Yeah, for those who may have just tuned in, this is a chill, comforting playlist for a very warm Saturday. I've been feeling the need for a music hug myself, and thought I'd share that with you. The concept of music hug is maybe a weird one, but one of my favorite podcasters has this concept that he uses when he talks about his work, and he calls his podcast, or he says that he would like his podcast to create an audio hug, an auditory hug. It's comforting for people to listen to. There's a warmth to it. And I'm trying to carry that through in my own selection of songs today. To keep things moving, next up we have a track by Ellen Noon. This is Incorrigible Youth.
This is Bird Note. In higher animals, the brain is like a Lamborghini. Amazing engineering, but expensive to run. In a human, the brain uses about 10 times more energy than any other organ. A bird's system is exquisitely attuned to this expense. And among several carefully studied species like the black-capped chickadee, a very smart adaptation has evolved. You can usually hear the black-capped chickadees call throughout fall and winter, but they aren't singing much. They don't need to. So in their brains, the centers that control how they learn and give voice to songs shrink. But as spring nears and the birds resume singing in earnest, these control centers in the brain rejuvenate. This same seasonal fluctuation appears true of the chickadee's hearing ability. Experiments have shown that a bird's hearing is more acute in spring. So is their ability to interpret sounds. This may help male birds tell the difference between a neighboring male he already knows and an interloper who's infringing on his territory. And more finely attuned hearing can also help a female bird rate the songs of males she hears so she can pick out the best partner. All of which means that seasonal changes in the gray matter itself put birds' brains in a class by themselves. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
A little bit of bird goodness from Bird Note. If anyone who's been listening to me ramble on air for any period of time will know that Bird Note is one of my favorite PSAs that we have available here at CJSF, like public service announcements. I just think it's such a lovely thing to have a little bit of bird fact trivia in the middle of your day. It seems like it could never go wrong. Back to the music. After we heard Ellen Noon's track, which was Incorrigible Youth, we heard Sivumut, which is by Terry Uyurak, and we followed that up with Should I Run, which is by Kristen Martell. I don't really have a lot of substantial things to say to you all for today, so I might just keep rolling with the music. But before I do that, it's really hot outside today, and I just wanted to offer a quick reminder to everyone listening to take care of yourself and to take care of others in the heat. This is also a self-reminder, I guess, because I never do these things for myself. Drink water. Pay attention to how you're feeling. Don't be afraid to take breaks. Don't push yourself too hard. And offer what you can to other folks who may also be struggling with the heat. Anywho, let's keep a rolling. The next track we have is Keep in Time by Free Range, and then we're going to follow that up with a track which is called Halfway Back, and that is Highwood Atlas. You'll probably hear more than I've announced so far, but, you know, I'll always talk about it when we get back. Hope you're having a beautiful day.
I walk on colored street lines. See